reality of the day is very true. It's a very misunderstood day, and one can go off in tangents for hours and hours and hours to speak about the awesomeness and the wondrous of this day. First of all, I have to tell you something. I have to tell you that from my position, I hope to say the right words, to stand in front of an audience like you and to speak and to share. It's not a poshta thing. It's not a poshta thing. The B'nai Sasra says when a person gets up to share Torah, these words, hopefully they're going to change our lives. So I daven b'schus, the Zaydas and the Babas, I hope, please Rabbanu Shalom should put the right words into my mouth to share with you. And if there's anything that I say that makes, you know, doesn't make sense, doesn't matter, make it good. Interpret it the way you want to interpret it, as long as it makes you good, and it builds you, and it puts you in a good place. Be'ezras Hashem. Amen. I want to ask if anyone's had an experience here before. Has anyone had like a patch of time where they've had a downer? They've had a downer where things have been, maybe they felt a bit bored, or they've things haven't been going the way they should be going, and one can call it as a downer. Has anyone experienced that before? Ah, so I'm not the only one. Baruch Hashem. So what happens is that in life, things dry up a little bit, and it's very normal and it's very good. Without black, there won't be white. As somebody said, if there's no rain, there'll never be a rainbow. The Metzias is, it's the way life is made, the way we build ourselves, is that we have ups and downs. But our avodah is not to go down. Our avodah is to catch ourselves. And sometimes, yes, we spend a little bit of time down, but our avodah is to go up, to be flying, always to be flying. The time between Pesach and Shavuos is a time where the Zohar calls it the whole lifetime. The Sefirah Soimer is a whole lifetime. What does that mean? That when we're counting every single day, the whole Metzius is that's how we're meant to be living our lives. When we speak about Avram Avinu, Babi Yamim speaks about Avram Avinu, that the days came to him. What does it mean? He was in the moment. He knew the days of his life. He knew the days of his life. My father, Shalita, my father, he says a very beautiful saying, and I think he heard it from somewhere. He says, once it's gone, it's gone. So don't let it go without knowing that it's gone. Time. That we live our lives, and sometimes we forget to realize we're living. Sometimes we could be running around and doing this, and we get completely lost. And sometimes life dries up a little bit, and we think, what's going on here? So we have the Sefirah Soimer. And the Sefirah Soimer is this time period which is very long. The journey is long. From Pesach to Shavuot, it's a long journey. So in the middle we're reminded of our goals. In the middle of Sefirah Soimer, we're reminded of why we're here, why we're alive. And the question is why? The question is why? Sometimes we don't necessarily have to have an answer, but it's the why, it's the wake-up call to ask why. We're in the middle. This wonderful and amazing day. Wonderful and amazing day of Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer. We'll speak about maybe for a few minutes how the day's meant to look, how we're meant to be acting. Maybe we'll speak about that afterwards. But the Metzius is, what message can we learn from this amazing day? What message can we learn? The Arizal, in the Shara Kavanot, the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, he paints this picture how they would come together, the Talmidim of the Arizal, 500 years ago in Sfas and Tiberias, they would come together and they would have a 3-day procession where they would come up and they would have music and they would be eating. Yeah, they would be having a good time. Who says Yiddishkeit's boring? Be having a good time. Look what's happening in Iran. Yiddishkeit's boring. Look what's happening in Iran. I don't even know how many Jews there are this year there. Every year it's getting greater and greater. But see, this is. It's a day where we celebrate a message. A message, we celebrate a character. The character who was Nifter, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He wanted to teach us something. He wanted to explain, convey. He wanted to enlighten us. What message are we being taught? What message are we being taught? What can we learn? I'm telling you now, I'm only sharing one message. I'm only sharing one message. There are hundreds and thousands of messages out there. And Be'ezras Hashem, you yourself sitting here should now. You should be inspired to pick up books, to look, to learn, to evolve your own self. to build yourself and to always be studying and growing to know what this is about and what everything else is about as well. And the Metzius is like this. We know we have this concept of Paradis. Paradis. What is this Paradis? Paradis. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Yiddishkeit is so beautiful, it gives room for so much interpretation. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin tells us that if the Torah was given in one way, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. So Hashem Yisbarach gave it to us where there are 70 facets to look at the interpretation. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. We can take the Torah and we could put ourselves and our own thought in the Torah. Of course it has to come with structure. And of course it has to come with rules. But within those rules and within those structures there's room for you to think, to be, to exist, to live. And everybody has that reason within them that powers them along. Everybody has that reason within them that awakens them. What inspires me may not inspire you. But what inspires you may not inspire the other. Each person is alive, individual, unique, beautiful. Everyone has their nitzos to pick up. Everyone has their something to do. The beauty of Yiddishkeit, it gives room for everybody. It gives room for everybody. There's no room, think about it. If somebody is more a Leibniziker character, he can go to Hasidim. If somebody is more Litai, yeah, he's more like an academic, maybe he can go to the Livbaks to study the Talmud. If somebody is more Tzioni, look what we have here, come here. If somebody wants a bit of everything, he can come here as well. There's room for everybody in Yiddishkeit. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever stop to think about that now? How unbelievable it is that whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing in life, there's room for you in Yiddishkeit. And if somebody says there's no room, they're a liar, they're a fraudster, there's no such thing. Everybody has their place, everyone has their makom. You just have to go and find it. You have to search out, you have to speak to the experts to help you get to where you want to get. Everyone has their avodah, they've got their fixing to do. God Almighty has placed you here and has placed other Jews wherever they are. Because everyone has something to do. Everyone has something to do. The question is, how can we keep that alive? How can we keep that alive? There are some days which are drier. And as we said, this whole Sefirah Sa'omer period is like a lifetime. And Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai is trying to tell us something, to awaken us. What is he trying to tell us? So one message I'd like to share with you is like this. As we mentioned, we have this concept of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. A three layers or four layers of interpretation. Could be interpretation on the Torah. Could be interpretation on the reality outside of us. It could be four levels of interpretation with the self. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. We were speaking today, I was speaking to Mordechai today for about 2 seconds. As I was thinking about this today, how in regards of therapy, for example, in regards of therapy, people code reality a certain way. So a person is made up of habits. Yeah, we're a bunch of habits. Has anyone ever noticed that the same sort of thing could trigger them off? You know, somebody, for example, I've told you the story before. One time, the Pilsner Rebbe. Yeah, he was approached by a Jew, and the Jew said to him, I don't understand, Rebbe, I have a very big problem. Every time I walk into my house, I lose my temper. I come to the door, I knock on the door, open the door, bang! I lose my temper, I go crazy, I'm on edge, I'm nervous, I don't know what to do. What can I do, Rebbe? I need some aid, I need some advice. So the Rebbe told him, that, listen, we're a bunch of habits. Regel, hergel, that we pick up a habit, and if we like it or not, if we're not aware, if we're not conscious of who and what we are, that habit becomes our nature. That habit becomes who and what we are. So the Rebbe said to this Yid, he said to him, I want to tell you to do something, and it may be a little bit strange, but I want to tell you to do it. When you come home, when you knock on your door, yeah, instead of going in normally, so if we have our door here, we open up the door and you walk in normally and you start, I want you to do something different. I want you to do something very different. This is what I want you to do. I want you to knock at the door. Yeah, someone opens the door, and I want you to turn around and start hopping in like a chicken. Bang, 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 bang. And that's what this Jew did. That's what he did. Obviously, he went to the Rebbe, he listened to the Rebbe, and he walked in backwards, hopping like a chicken. Did it for a few days. Comes to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, "Nu, what's happening?" Says, "Rebbe, I don't know what you did, but every time I walk in there, we burst out laughing. The whole house burst out laughing." What's the metzius? Is that he broke the habit? He broke the habit in such a different, such an unbelievably different way. He broke the habit. And the metzius is that we are these habits. And Pshat Remez Drush and Sod gives us insight. Pshat is a simple interpretation. So for example, we can give an example of tefillin. So Pshat would be, what is the mitzvah of tefillin? Pshat is simple. What is the mitzvah of tefillin? Yeah? What happens after Pshat? It's good music. All these phones have such gewaldic music today. So what happens? After Pshat, we have Remez. So Remez is a form of interpretation of the Torah more related to time. So what happens if a person dwells on something they've learned for a certain period of time? They can come up with an interesting gematria, or Rosh HaTevis or Sofer Tevis, or they could think about another gemara that they tie together. So remez is related to time. The Mekubalim explain that remez is related to time. Pshat is what the mitzvah is. Remez is a concept relation to time. So for example, it's having more deeper ideas about the mitzvah of tefillin. Yeah? But also, it's when you would put on your tefillin. When you would put on your tefillin. So pshat is what the mitzvah is. Remez is when do I do the mitzvah. It's time related. When do I do the mitzvah? Then you have drush. So drush would be an interpretation of already the gemaras and the halachas, the Torah Beis Yosef. Yeah, it's going through the lomdus of the mitzvah. And then you have sod, which one could translate as the mystical side of the mitzvah, the why of the mitzvah, the tam of the mitzvah, the taste of the mitzvah. So you have this pshat, remez, drush, and sod. What we find is that we can interpret our life the same way. What is the situation happening now? What is it? What's the metzius? And then you could say on that, yeah, how's it related to time? What brought me to this matzav? What brought me to this situation? Drush would start to be unraveling interpretations. And then the sod would be potentially even mystical understanding of the event that happened. Also, Kabbalah means to receive, but Kabbalah means something else as well. What does Kabbalah mean? What's it related to?
Parallel.
Huh?
Parallel.
Parallel. Yeah, Kabbalah means to receive, but Kabbalah as well means parallel. So sod could mean parallel. Yeah, and parallel relativity. And what happens, this could be translated as the why. Why potentially did this happen? I come to think about a potential reason why it happens. Obviously, I know it's not the true reason, it's not the only reason. As I said, a person can stand up and give a shiur and speak about one concept, but there are thousands and thousands of pages of Sforim that tell over different ideas. So the sod is one particular reason that you identify with. It's the why. So again, pshat. Pshat would be what the situation is. What is the mitzvah? Remez. The idea of remez is time related. When do I do the mitzvah? When do I do the mitzvah? Yeah, and as well in my life, how did I get here? The drush, pshat remez drush, is the further interpretation, opening it up. And the sod would be the mystical interpretation, or how these things relate to other things. This is relative to this. Your mind starts to wonder. So you have the what, the when, the how, and the why. Now we find something extremely interesting. That in the last, I would say even 30 years, you speak to everybody, everyone seems to know about Kabbalah today. Everyone seems to know about Kabbalah. The Mefarshim explain, the Sifrei Kodesh explain something amazing. Until a bunch of years ago, we didn't need to know so much of the sod. A person didn't need to know so much of the why. Life was a lot simpler. Life was a lot simpler. So, you know, when I spoke to family members, I remember I used to speak a lot to one of my great uncle, the Sasver Rebbe. And he used to say, you know, he had conversations with his father. And the Sas Rebbe loved Gematria's Rosh HaTevis. He was a grandson of a very big Mekubal. And whereas his father preferred the Daf of Gemara, he learned the Sas Rebbe. Yeah, Zechon Levracha, he learned the Daf of Gemara, Halacha, Shulchan Aruch. He wasn't so much into the Sod. Yet my great uncle, his son, the Sas Rebbe, he loved all the Sod, he loved all this Kabbalah and Chassidus. And his father would say to him, his father, look, I don't have a clue what you're going on about. But we live in the generation where the why is becoming alive. The why is becoming alive. And you find in the streets today, everybody knows Kabbalah, everybody knows Sod. Everybody, Madonna and all the film stars, they're making movies of it. The why powers a person along. The Kabbalah, the concept of what the Kabbalah stands for. The Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai concept, what he's trying to teach us, he's trying to awaken us to the why. To the why, what is, to ask. To look bigger than ourselves, to figure out bigger things than ourselves. We have the pshat of what's going on. Yes, the what. What is this? What's the metzias? And we have the remez, which is the when. And we have the drush, which is the lomdus. And for thousands of years, we've been studying these books. And this is all that's really been studied. There's been small groups through the ages that were studying the sod, the why. But the Zohar itself says, in Parashat Shemais, that it's through my words, it's through my book, it's through the Zohar that the Geula will occur and the Golus will end. It's the why. Kabbalah, Sod, one of the deep, deep reasons of what it's trying to awaken within a person is the why. It's to ask. And you find many times in the Zohar, how does it open up? Patach. Yeah, patach, open. Open me up. How do we label in Shas? How does it usually start? Does anybody know? To hear. Yeah, you've got a hearing, and you've got many times in the Zohar seeing, to see something. Yeah, to open it up, poter, patach. And the Zohar explains these are words to do with being curious. Shomea is I'm listening, okay, I'm listening. But curiosity is to see. Curiosity is to open up. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, one of the major messages of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is be curious. Be curious. The Zohar goes on to say in many, many places, I want to tell you a pasuk which already I've told you before. I want to explain to you a pasuk which we've already spoken about before. It's the why. It's to awaken within us. Why? What's the bigger picture? What's going on here? And you see so many times, there's stories, I don't know if anyone's heard some, you know, these sorts of stories, but I remember hearing on the news once where there's this lady, and the lady, that she was in a car crash, and she managed to get out the car, but unfortunately her son was stuck in the back of the car, and this little lady, she goes, and she rips off the door. She rips off the door, and she takes this child out. After the event happened, everyone's asking, what the heck did you do? How did you do that? She said, I don't know. I don't know how I did that. This little lady went and ripped the door off the car. The door was closed. She ripped the door off the car. How? You know how? Because of why. She had a reason. She had a reason. The why is a reason. To be curious. Okay. To ask. To grow. The tam, the taste, the reason. That's the why. We have a reason to grow. We're told we're Am Yisrael. We have a job to do. We have to be curious, searching out more answers and more reasons. It only comes from answering. It only comes from questioning. When we question why, when we ask, May Masai Korin Shema Ba'arvin. Why? May Masai, from when? The Gra, the Gaon Mivilna, he says that we start off with a question. The importance of the why, the importance of questioning. The importance of having a drive to find what awakens you. You know, there's so much amazing information out there for people, and they don't even know it's there. They're not curious. Yiddishkeit is curiosity. We are a people who's curious. And it's in our DNA. It's the why. And today people are asking why. People want to know. And if a person asks questions, they'll come hopefully to find answers. And everybody's answer will be different. No two people have the same answers. The answer that you give me may not be satisfying for when I'm 20 years old, but it could be fine for when I'm 10 years old. So we can ask on the same questions, to ask the why. What's the reason? Why? This is sod, this is the Kabbalah to receive. To understand that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us the secret of life. You know the deepest secret of life? It's to constantly be asking. When a person stops asking, it's called Avodah Zarah. When a person stops asking, it's Avodah Zarah. When a person's asking, it's called Yiddishkeit. And there's Midrashim, I'm not going to go into it now, but there's Midrashim. What did Avraham Avinu do? Avraham Avinu, what did he do? You know what he did? He asked questions. The Rambam tells us, there's a Yerushalmi, there's a number of Midrashim. Avraham Avinu asked. He asked, why? And with those whys, things developed, and look what we have today. And the message, the major message of what Rabbi Shimon is trying to teach us is never stop asking why. And never stop trying to find reasons. And when a person is living a life, and they've got their everyday routines, what changes those everyday routines? You have to have excitement in your life. You have to have spontaneity in your life. It's the questioning. It's the asking why. And the sod, as we know, the Kabbalah, for those people who have ever looked at it, it deals with all the questions that people ask. Why are we here? What's the afterlife about? What's this world about? What's the deeper meaning behind the reasons? When a person understands something, when he has a why, and he has a reason to live, when a person has a reason, he'll break down any wall. When he reminds himself of those reasons, he'll break down any wall that stands in his way. I promise you. When a person forgets to ask why, it's the greatest heartache. It's the greatest heartache. You know, by the briskers, they used to take the wild kids. If somebody was very calm and they were like a goody-goody, the briskers wouldn't take them, the wild kids, because they're the ones that would always be alive asking why. They wanted the wild kids because they're alive. Rabbi Shimon wants us to live. A dead person can't. Praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A live person can. What's a live person? When we're alive, when we're awake, when we understand the reasons for things, and when we're furthering our understanding, when we're trying to grow and go weiter and weiter and weiter. It's the message of Rabbi Shimon. And that's the light of the Zohar. And that's the fire that we're going to light outside soon. That a person has a fire in their belly for life, not to be dead, to be alive. And to remind yourself why you are alive and why you're here. And to constantly remind yourself. There's some people, I promise you, I work with them all day. I work with them so many people come through my door and they come in and they're miserable. You know why they're miserable? Because they don't ask why. They forget to ask why. They forget to search out reasons. And if you don't like a reason, search more. It'll come. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. And when we light that fire, outside and we put the oil represents chokhmah, it represents knowledge, wisdom. What's wisdom? How does a person become wise? Through asking questions. The why. Why is this? Yeah, why? From a deeper perspective, searching out, understanding a bigger picture. That's what the Kabbalah teaches us, the bigger picture, the bigger things that people ask. So when we light that fire, you should have in your heart, in your mind, to be open, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I don't even know what I want, but why? Why? Let the questions come. And to constantly remind yourself, life is about living. Life is about living. Live alive, don't live dead. So many people live dead. Live alive. And I promise you, I'm giving you a promise that when you use your mind, when you go through life, and you come to days, remember my words, it'll help you. Ask why, grow, think of something a different way. Come, go under, go deeper and under. And in fact, Rashi tells us that he wrote a Perush, and it's Pshat. He in fact wanted to write Sod, because he said Yisod is the foundation. that this wanting, this fervent fire within the belly of a person, this is really what holds us up. But he said, I can only get there through the pshat. I have to start with the pshat. You can't just go. Why? Because we won't understand. We won't understand. We go. So we have to study. We start. And that's why they say you learn Kabbalah a bit later in your life, when you're 20, 21, 22. That's when we start learning it. Yeah? Because already we're starting to learn Gemara and Mishnah, and we're starting to build ourselves. And it's very, very important to have guidance. Chazed Hashem, I work in lots of yeshivas, and there's other rabbonim that work in lots of yeshivas, and other yeshivas, Baruch Hashem, they're amazing. They've got their spitz. They have that which they're amazing for. One thing I notice here, one thing I see, is how much your rabbonim love you. And you can ask them. I promise you, you can ask them. You can ask them whatever you want to ask them. If they can't help, they'll find somebody that can. And they love you and they adore you. And you speak to anybody. How many Talmidim here feel it's a mishpacha here? How many of you feel it's a mishpacha? And do you know that people who got married, they came back to live in this community? Why? To be around the Rabbonim, to be around you guys. And I think it's the most amazing thing to explore and to ask why. And this Dev Rabbi Shimon is there to awaken us. Live a life of living. And when we dance, we read at the beginning of Bar Yochai two things. Number one, that he wasn't a Navi, but he had a deep, deep, deep wisdom. And you know how that deep wisdom came? Because of Simcha. Because of Simcha, it says. Yeah, Bar Yochai. And you look at the words, read it in English, it's in the English. There was happiness, there was Simcha. So this Ruach HaKodesh, this tifa of excitement of life, it's generated through the why. A person who asks why, Rabbi Shimon became completely and utterly crazy excited. That's number one. And the other thing that's written in the beginning of Baruch Hai, when you read the words, it speaks about how his friends anointed him. That the Gemara speaks about how Rabbi Shimon protected his friends. He protected his friends. When people were criticized, he got up and he stood on their side. When we danced around that fire, three things we should remember. Number one, to ask wine, to excite ourselves with the wine. Number two, let the simcha come into you. Close your eyes, let the simcha come into you. Sometimes it's very difficult to let go, because you're scared of what other people may think. You're scared, what's this person going to say? Yeah? Has anyone experienced this before? I know I have. So sometimes you just have to close your eyes and just let go. Let the why wander. And to respect your friends. When you go out, respect your friends. It's a long night ahead. It's a very long night ahead. Encourage each other. Encourage each other. Don't get lost in the negative mayhem. Get lost in the beautiful positive mayhem of what's happening in Moron. There's thousands of Jews there. And Be'ezras Hashem will bless each other. We could bless each other, and we could be alive with each other, and we could enjoy each other's company, and we could light that fire, and that fire should light within our bellies. It should light us the koch of ma, wanting, which is the sod, it's the deepest secret. So Be'ezras Hashem, you should go from strength to strength, and we should love each other, help each other, adore each other, be sweet to each other, and we should constantly be growing and be alive. Yonta Kol Tov.
Big shkach to Rav Gerzi, and thank you very much. The last second.